bada, ooh, hey, da, ba, da, ba, ba, da, ba, da, da, ba, da, 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 da,
da, da,
da, da,
da, da,
da, da, da, da, da, da,
da, da,
It's nice to be back with you all. A few weeks.
It's been a while.
Oh, 4 weeks probably.
More than a month.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. So the spring has gone very quickly.
You think it's gone quickly?
It has.
Oh, okay.
The spring has gone so quickly.
It's been such a slog.
Oh,
really?
Not at all for
me. Oh, really?
Oh, no. Feels like it's just, I mean, the musical was 6 weeks ago. It feels like it was yesterday. I can't believe how quickly everything's gone. So
it's like a
feels
combination. That way for me. It's like a combination.
Not even a little combination for me.
Everything's going too fast, but when I'm in the moment, I'm like, ugh.
No, March and April felt as long as all of the school year before it to me.
Oh, yeah. That's not how it felt for me. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to trade my
chair. It didn't feel that way at all for me. So the spring has been a thing, right? We've been moving on.
That rhymes.
Yes, so this spring. So
TM.
It's good to be back with you today on April 23rd.
2024.
Yes.
At 1:58 p.m.
Here we are, April 23rd.
We're not at like 6 in the evening anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been up and down in terms of times, but you know, it's not been real consistent for us to find times to be together. So, but here we are, April 23rd. I'm so excited to be with you guys today on podcast number 14. Of the year.
Season 2.
So, season 2 number 14. So,
number 21.
Is it 21 altogether?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, how's everybody doing? Good?
Yeah.
Matt?
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't know. Sorry. I can't keep up with that.
It's the thing. Yeah.
No, life's been awesome.
Honestly, it has been pretty good. Just stressful.
Yeah, it has been a little bit busy.
Destroy your lives.
Well, yesterday morning, I was in the firm belief that I had a whole extra week before, like, midsummer and everything. And then I got slapped in the face with the realization that no, I do not have a whole other week.
That's midsummer.
So everything that
the time of year.
Yes, the show. So everything that I needed to get done before that just got a whole lot earlier of a deadline.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like this spring has been. It's just been deadline after deadline is what it feels like.
When is the play?
May 3rd and 4th at 7:30 p.m. You can buy tickets at fremont.booktix.com.
Oh, wow. Next week, right? Next weekend.
Yes, it is next weekend. Uh-huh. Me and Matt are in it, and we're going to do goofy, silly things on stage. So
very goofy, very silly.
Sounds like what you guys do. Indeed. Hey, Matt, what's our social media?
Hold on. It's been a long time.
Not one more time. Two more times.
I'm buffering.
It's been a month.
So Fremont HS Choir on all platforms. That includes Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, X, Facebook, and
yeah. Any social media we have is Fremont HS Choir. You can find us there.
FremontHS.com.
Yes. And what is the other thing we're looking for? Where you can find the podcast?
Yeah. Oh, goodness, Alexis, it's been so long.
What are we doing?
You can find our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you can find podcasts. It should be at.
That's right.
Hooray.
Yeah, and
it's the Choir Corner.
Just about anywhere. Yes. The Choir Corner.
If anyone you're new listening, today? You found us somehow.
Yeah. Anyone new today from the Choir Director's Corner? The other one.
Yes.
I feel like we should have some mixed people. Let us know. In the comments.
We should reach out to the Choir Director's Corner people.
Collab.
And get them on.
Collab. Yeah.
Collab.
Do both. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot me an email at elliot2ls2ts.lockwood@fpsmail.org and let me know where you're at.
Yeah.
Tim in Massachusetts.
Or whoever.
Oh. Whoever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever we have.
Hit us up.
Yeah. That's great.
I don't know what we'll do, but hello.
We'll
leave
say
a
hello.
Comment. We'll read
yes,
it off.
It's me.
Yes. Speaking of comments.
Comments.
I wasn't even listening.
I know the voice. Oh my god!
This is.
I know who
I'm
this
so
is.
Bad. I'm so bad at this. I haven't known one.
Is it Martina?
Do you know who it is, Mr. Lockwood?
No, it's number 10. Somewhere in the middle. I had like 21 people. So.
Could be Emily. Emily Henderson.
Oh, it could be. I'm thinking either her or Martina.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's say it is.
Okay. Shout out to both of you. regardless. And if and it's not either of you, shout out to the person that actually leave a comment.
Yeah.
Do we have comments today?
We do.
What do we have?
Good segue. You're getting us right back on topic. It. I'll do one first.
Okay. I have two. So
I've got one from a parent. You're going to think that this sounds like Doug Bogatz first because I think it sounds like Doug Bogatz, but in fact, it's not. So suspend your disbelief.
Hello, Choir Corner. Longtime listener and very proud choir dad, Scott Johnson here. I'm wondering if you can tell me a choir song or something from a musical, any piece of music that you know when you listen to it, you're going to have an emotional reaction. Love the show, guys. Thanks.
And while you're thinking about that, he does also in writing give me his answer, which would be St. Olaf Choir singing the F. Melius Christensen arrangement of Praise to the Lord the Almighty.
Yes.
I don't know that one.
But, I do know it very well.
And otherwise, Jenny, he says, which we did a couple of years ago.
Yes.
With chorale.
So, I have a choir song specifically that I think of. It's Homeward Bound. I love that one.
Me too.
That one.
Great melody.
It gets me.
I love it. Yep.
Would you get on the mic and say that again?
It's called Homeward Bound on the mic this time. I even felt it as I said it too far away.
Yeah, that's a great melody. One I really
like
love.
That one.
In the quiet, misty morning. Yeah, I love it. I do.
As of right now, I'm more into musicals than choir pieces, like choir arrangements and stuff like that. I'd have to say one of multiple that gets me really emotional is it's called Alabanza from In the Heights.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, yeah. And basically the whole thing about it is that grandma dies in the musical, but instead of like mourning seriously, like they celebrate the whole thing of her, you know, going to heaven and stuff like that. So it's like accepting the loss instead of grieving it, you know?
Yeah.
So
In the Heights is my favorite musical.
I love In the Heights.
It's so great.
It's really incredible music.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think about
also a Tony Award winner
in
the Heights, and also Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Excellent music.
Yeah. No, people don't always know that. You know, Hamilton wasn't the first thing he did, right?
You're looking at me like I have one?
I didn't know if you had one.
This is not really my style normally. I'm pretty put together. Mm-hmm. I don't know, usually. But like there is a tune I like by Nickel Creek that's called The Lighthouse's Tale. You and I have listened to
yes.
Those before.
We listened to it in here, I think.
It might have been in theory class.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, that's right. It was in theory. Yeah.
Which is a tune about from the perspective of a lighthouse that's alone, and then it ends up with a caretaker, a person who takes care of the lighthouse and lights the thing and whatever. And then the next verse is the caretaker finds a wife and they do it together. And then the next verse is the wife goes off to sea for a trip or something, whatever and stuff. And then her ship is shipwrecked and she dies.
No.
And then it's just the lighthouse and the caretaker again. And then the caretaker is alone, stricken with grief, doesn't think of himself as like also having the lighthouse. And he climbs the lighthouse and jumps off of it and kills himself. And then it's just the last lighthouse verse is again. Just the lighthouse alone again. And it's so sad.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, it's really, 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 really sad. And
so sad.
Yeah.
And so there's something really profound about this idea, you know, this giving the lighthouse life in that way, you know, that like personification is the term I was looking for.
But the music isn't sad. I mean, it's pretty relaxing. It's,
yes. Right.
You know, and that's that juxtaposition, you know, how like scary movies are worse with children's music.
You know,
something sad is worse with something that's not like trying to be sad. Yeah. It's just being like, you know, it just tells it like it is, you know, I find that really, really hard. So there aren't that many tunes like that. I'm not really that kind of music listener usually, but I do like that one.
And Dawn that we sang last year.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah. Yeah. I am that kind of music listener. And music profoundly affects my mood. In ways, so there are a million songs I can think of. The Mike and Mechanics tune called "The Living Years" is one that I think my grandfather. I think of my grandfather. I have to pull over every time it's on because I can't continue to drive because I'm a mess. So that's one that comes to mind immediately. We sang the music of stillness, the Elaine Hagenberg music of stillness at Dr. Anderson's funeral. And so that's a tough one to hold on to. As far as musical theater goes, I can't listen to Far From the Home I Love from Fiddler. It's when the daughter goes away. She's leaving. The second daughter is leaving to go be with her essentially fiance, who is battling in the revolution in Siberia. So she's going away and they're never going to see her again. So she's at the train station singing to her father and he's singing to her. And that's a very tough one. So music affects me in that way pretty profoundly. So there are lots and lots of tunes that, that leave me verklempt, you know, yes. Make me feel a little misty eyed. So that's a good question.
Scott, you hit us with a heavy one.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It's a good question. I like it.
And thank
I
you
like
for it. Listening. I knew weeks ago that we were going to get a message from you. So thank you for sending us a message.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks awesome. Thanks for listening and for the message. That's great. Love it.
Alexis, do we have any submissions?
Yes, we do. Today? We have two.
Two.
So we'll start with Olives, great. The first one. She said, "Hi guys, what's your favorite toiletry?"
What's toiletry?
So
something
like
you use
cleaning and stuff. Okay.
Your favorite one?
I think it's, I don't know that it's necessarily for cleaning. I think it's like personal hygiene items.
Yeah, just something you would use.
Cleaning yourself. Yes.
Cleaning yourself, sure.
Keeping
yes.
You, that's what I meant. Sorry. Clean. We're on a trend with these olive questions last two podcasts.
I have really, really bad skin. My face is oily and awful all the time. So I've just seen, shout out, Kristen Cottier, Kristen Toon now, a former student of mine who is an esthetician, just opened her own practice. So she's on her own. So I just saw her a couple weeks ago and she got me these face wipes and things that we're trying to figure out what we can do with this oily, disgusting skin. So those are my favorite right now, these face wipes.
You got a real answer.
Because they're real good. These are good. They're good, yeah.
You should have a real answer.
Well, I actually think I do. When I got old enough to the point where I was like, I should get a nose hair trimmer.
Oh, my goodness.
That became my, like, I was like, what is going on?
Yes, so, right.
Yeah, and stuff. And you can use it on your ears and, you know, yes, all kinds of things. So
that's your favorite?
It's very exciting, yes. Well, because you sort of combat the problem of getting older, which is you're like, I don't know what's happening in my body.
Yes.
You know, so... Then yeah,
just opened a new door.
Now that I've said it, I don't know what
the
state of my nose is today.
Yeah,
so, but who knows? Yeah. Okay, so who knows?
He doesn't nose.
My nose.
He does not nose. No. Oh my goodness,
Matt.
You guys
more hygiene.
Favorite hygiene item would be nail clippers. I hate long toenails, long fingernails.
Me too.
So like even for myself, I know mine are like a little long right now. I just keep on staring at them and playing with them. Don't look at them. No. If you guys don't know this, well, you probably don't, but she tries to reach over and look at my fingernails after I was just like
sure they
critiquing
infer that.
Them.
I'm sure they aren't that long.
Yours are probably better than mine right now. And I also hate the idea of dirt under fingernails. I think that's very disgusting. Because it's just so easy to clean. So
I keep my nails short for piano and guitar. I really don't like the clicky clacky feeling of playing the piano with with nails and stuff. And I
also
don't like digging into the fingerboard.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't like the idea of people growing out their nails to play guitar as personal picks on their fingers.
That sounds horrifying,
like that
actually.
Yes. I hate that. Yeah. I hate it so much.
Having those nails on for prom, that's the first time I've ever had like fake nails on.
I wear fake nails.
I pried them off Sunday night because I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah,
fake nails
yeah.
are not for me.
Gonzo.
Like, it's like a whole different living experience. So you gotta be careful with everything.
I hurt myself so much that day. I would just like stab myself and just because I didn't know how to use my hands anymore.
Is your hygiene item nail clippers or no?
It's not.
Okay, then what is it?
Well, my favorite's probably like my face masks. I love doing face masks. They're my favorite thing ever because I actually am opposite. I have dry skin. So I love doing face masks and everything like that.
My
very fun
esthetician, Kristen.
I have one too.
Told me that you can have dry skin and oily skin at the same time.
Yeah, in combination.
Yeah, that those things can be things that your pores will develop more oil because they're trying to compensate for the dryness. So she's attempting to get my skin balanced in that way. So I think I also have semi-dry skin, but it's oily because it overproduces.
Yeah, skin is weird.
It's weird. She also said it's the most important thing. You know,
well, she would
take care of your skin.
You know,
go see dermatologist.
That's right.
Sure,
I should probably do that.
I mean, listen, Olive, you're the hard hitting questions.
Yeah,
always the hard hitting.
I mean, this is the most seriously we've taken it.
I feel like you can say that every week, though. I don't know, we took this really seriously.
I love when she comments, like, it's just like, because it's like you can make something so random, like the most hard-hitting question,
yeah, it's like an actual
and like thing. Give the most sophisticated answer and it still wouldn't matter. So yeah,
just to be clear, Olive, I take you very seriously. It's just this thing that we're doing, I think is fun. So but no, I respect tons.
I love Olive.
Yes, 100%.
I've got some jokes. We'll lump them into comments here, and then we'll go back. I've got a rapid fire today because I've got a bunch from Zoe. I neglected them last time, so I'm just going to go. A couple of them don't have a response. The first two do not, and the last two do. So here we go.
Why wasn't the woman happy with the Velcro she bought?
Oh, I lied. This one does have a response. Why wasn't the woman happy with the Velcro she bought?
I don't know.
It was a total ripoff.
Next.
Why are spiders so smart?
Web.
They spend a lot of time surfing the web.
Very nice. And these last two don't have punchlines. She just nails through them.
Within minutes, the detectives knew what the murder weapon was. It was a briefcase.
Oh my gosh.
And last.
Spring is here. I got so excited that I wet my plants.
Also a good one. I love that one. I've heard that one before. I love it.
Funny, actually.
I just thought I'd do all of them all at once.
I love that. There you
go. Thanks, Zoe.
Thanks, Zoe.
It's become a thing.
Olive and Zoe, we get both of them just about every week.
They're so great.
And my parents, apparently.
And your parents a lot.
Yeah. What do they have to say?
Well, my dad has a comment this time, which rare. My mom's normally the one that comments. So my dad says, question for the hosts. What is a favorite song for each of you that has either amazing vocals or awesome harmonies? For example, my go-to song for harmonies is the Eagles' version of Seven Bridges Road.
Man, it's similar questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Seven Bridges Road is really incredible. It's very interesting that this comes up right now.
Oh.
Because in the band that I'm playing in now, we just started Seven Bridges Road this week.
Oh,
we just
started with,
there's five of us, so it's five part harmony, so we're trying to iron this thing out. And that means I spent a lot of time both with the song and learning about the song. The recording that we have of the Eagles doing the Seven Bridges Road is live, and it was at some concert, you know, wherever, some large American city. But it was like 2 days before the band broke up. So it's, I mean, we're really, really, really close to not even having a recording of them doing that song. It was not an Eagles song. It was written by somebody else and then done by someone else and then done by the Eagles. So they did it like third hand or whatever. And we were very close to not even having a recording of that song at all. And the opening, 18 bars or whatever that song is really incredible because the harmonies are really great.
When's your first gig? Great.
We're trying to gig this summer in town. We're talking to the Opera House right now. Ooh. Yeah, about something.
You're gonna do John C?
No, I don't think we'll do John C. I don't think that'll be a thing. We haven't really had that conversation at this point. I don't know.
I'm gonna have a booth there.
I'm gonna have
for
a
what?
Booth.
Crochet.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Crochet
booth. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Wow. I just didn't know that you could have your own booth.
Yeah. Wow. The world is your oyster.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you search out anything, you can do anything.
You can do anything want.
Wow. That's
right. I like Bill Wirtz on the internet.
Yeah. Bill Wirtz is great.
Which is really great. He's got this cool thing. We haven't started our theory segment yet. Maybe we'll do that next year. Not with you guys. You'll have to listen.
That's completely okay.
To our talking about music theory kind of thing and stuff. But he does this thing where he'll take chords that exist diatonically that normally are minor, and he will temporarily tonicize them major. Not only will they be major, but they'll be like major seven major.
Major.
It'll be like, this may not mean anything to most of you listeners, but just in case, he'll like take the two in major, which is usually minor and has a minor seven, and he'll just decide that it's major with a major seven for no particular functional reason other than just like there's just a moment of brilliance and it's just really, really cool. I think that's fun. So. Yeah. I thought long and hard about doing music theory.
I should take a music theory class in college.
You should. It'd be really interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. It is.
Even if you get in and find out, you're like, nah, I hate this, but then you would know. You know.
Then I would know, and then I could listen to your music theory segments.
Yeah, it's going to be cool next year.
I'm going to bring a little
music theory class. Isn't going to get. Is it going to help you understand what he's talking
about? That's so funny. Oh my goodness.
Sometimes he says things to me, and I go, say that again?
Yeah. What? One more time for the person in the back.
Yeah.
No, next year on the podcast, I'm going to set up with a MIDI keyboard while we're recording and stuff, and have some little sound bites and have like a little three minute tops thing.
Nothing is 3 minute tops. That's not true.
I was going to say, we say we're going to take a short time to talk about this, and then it's 20 minutes later and we haven't moved on.
Speaking of, Alexis, do you have a favorite song specifically for vocal or harmonic reasons?
Oh boy, I should probably answer my dad's own question. Yeah.
The question that her dad asked, you mean?
Yeah. Yes.
Gotcha. There's just like one song on my playlist called Without You, Without Them, and it's by Boy Genius, Julian Baker, and Phoebe Bridgers that I really like because it's an a cappella song and it's just harmonies. It's a sad song. It makes me emotional, but it's really pretty. So,
cool.
There's an answer.
Love that.
For me personally, All I Ask of You from Phantom of the Opera.
I love that one. That's a good one. Anything Phantom in general.
I was just about start playing it. I was like, oh my goodness.
I didn't say anything this time.
I was at Bring Back Anastasia, Stay I Pray You. I love that song.
Yeah,
that
it's wonderful.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really great duet and Waitress called Bad Idea.
I love that song.
Yes, that's such a good one. Oh my God.
The bridge part of it is so cool. So cool. It's really great. I really like.
I love Waitress.
But those things, you know, those things are cool.
Yep. Yep.
I love it. Great question.
Thank you, Dad.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
Hi, Mom, got me all excited.
Very good.
Hello to both of my parents.
Hello to both of my parents, because I'm sure that they're listening, and that they wish that I would shout them out. So this is me shouting out my parents.
Hello to one of my parents, just my mom.
Yes. Hi, Mom.
I'm not saying hi to my dad. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Harmon's mom. Mrs.
Sandy.
Harmon.
Sandy.
Sandy.
Hello, Sandy.
Sandy, Mom. Well, our next fun segment today is
musical spelling.
Tyson,
yeah.
Some of them have like distinct, yeah, like distinct. I'm like, it's Tyson.
I have two spelling words today. They're sort of musical.
Oh.
Okay.
Boning it in.
You'll understand. Nope, you'll understand. The first one is musical in that it appears in one of our songs, but it's not necessarily a musical term.
Oh, okay.
The term is, or the word is, Dulamont.
Oh my God.
I knew it.
I was like,
literally knew it. I was thinking he's going to say Dulamont.
It's going to be something from Dulamont.
No, not necessarily.
We're going
to
get the accents.
No, we don't have to. We're going to start with you, Lockwood.
Okay, D.
U, but there's an accent.
L.
A.
M.
A.
With an accent. N.
Yeah, there's two accents, right?
We're not. One I thought we weren't worried about accents.
No, we're not. Yep.
Well, I knew where the accent was, Dulamont, so I said.
Dulamont. Matt. What is Dulamont?
Dulamont means seaweed.
It does, yeah. It translates to seaweed. What is Dulamont? What are we doing with
it? It's a Gaelic Irish piece. It's an Irish.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just an Irish folk
song.
You
say Gaelic. Gaelic is Irish.
Yeah. Same idea. Yep. Yeah. We're doing an Irish folk song called Dulamont Inquired right now.
I love that song.
And we're just trying to iron out. It's sort of outside of our normal, world.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to iron out some things, particularly language. There's a lot of language to figure out, right? This isn't something we normally
in
use.
The books.
So that's fun. We're putting together a little band, for it too. Guitars, two or three guitars, I think, bass guitar, piano, is percussion? Is that
the thing? Maybe
fiddle.
There's a fiddle?
Yeah. And what is...
Zoe.
Indigo was going to play something, but I'm not sure what it was.
He's going to play mandolin.
Mandolin.
In fact,
great.
He's going to be the only one, so I'm just going to have him. We don't need two mandolins.
Great.
So it'll be him. I might play a drum or something.
Cool.
Kalea's playing piano. And,
yeah.
And both Cody and Emily are going to play guitar and your own bass.
That's great.
And it'll be a whole thing.
Yeah. We got a little combo thing, a little sort of Irish jig.
Yeah, it's really feel good.
Yeah,
gets you hyped and stuff.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah,
so I'm really enjoying Dulamont. It was kind of an accidental find, to be honest. I was pulling music, and we pulled Daemon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was the next thing after Daemon in the file cabinet. So I was like, oh, that looks interesting. So that's an interesting title. So I looked, and I was thinking it was a different piece. There was another thing that I was thinking it was. And so I pulled it out and started playing through, and I went, this is doable. This would be fun and different. So we did it.
Yeah. So we're going to do it at the spring concert.
Yes, that's right. Which is on May 6th.
May 6th,
at
yeah.
7:30 well, p.m.
It'll be one of choir's pieces for our spring concert that happens on May 6th at 7:30.
Come watch us.
Here at the high school. It'll be the last time the choirs here at the high school this year perform. So,
and you can see your hosts in person before we leave.
Right. That's right.
That's true.
It'll be very exciting. We're looking forward to concertizing together. I think we're looking forward to that opportunity to be together in that experience, right? We only get so many opportunities. But we sing together every day, but we don't get to perform together every day and be in that world every day. So
yep.
Sort of exciting to have that opportunity. So Dulemon, I can't wait for the audience to hear it.
Daunting opening and being like, it's a 20-some page song.
Yes, it's long, right? There's not a lot on a page, fortunately.
No, there isn't.
But it's six verses, right, of this thing. And
it's very good, though. And, I like it a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. So Dulemon is song number one, or word number one.
Mm-hmm.
Word number two is not a musical term.
Okay.
But it's apropos for today.
Apropos.
Maybe not today, but
we should spell that.
It's apropos for what we're doing. Yes, we should. Word number two is graduation.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Mr. Lockwood.
G.
R.
A.
D.
U.
A.
T.
I.
O.
N.
Yeah. Why graduation? What does that matter?
I don't know.
Why is that a thing?
Because I'm going to be gone soon.
Because you are going to be gone soon. Because
I'm going to be gone soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether you know this or not, or whether we're aware or not, this is the last time we're podcasting together.
I did know that.
This is our last time. The next time we are together, there'll be six of us. Yep. We'll have
crazy.
The new podcast hosts. And the next time we podcast after that, you guys will no longer be podcast hosts. So this is our last opportunity to be together doing this. And graduation feels like an important thing to recognize is out there for you. So, the question, now that we've spelled the word for you two, is you have 3 weeks left. What's the first thing you're going to do after graduation?
That isn't like napping or eating or not, or first, not coming lazy to school. Thing.
I actually have an answer for this.
So you don't want to, do you want to go first?
Sure. I'm getting a haircut.
After graduation?
Yep. After my grad party that next weekend, I'm getting a haircut.
Why are you waiting till after?
Long hair.
Haircuts are finicky. They can be.
I love haircuts. I love getting my haircut.
I see. They also can be finicky. If you get a haircut and you don't like the haircut and now it's graduation.
Yeah. But I like my hair short and I've had it short before, but that is technically my answer.
Short? Short. Okay.
I love it like that. My hair is so heavy and hot that during the summer it just becomes a nightmare.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Matt?
I have an idea for the summer. I'm going to be working a lot.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. I might switch up jobs because I am wanting to go to Midland. So that is going to take up some money. So I need to work for that. And, you know, I'm willing to do that. That's okay. So I might have to switch up some jobs so that way I get better hours and stuff like that. Yep.
Understandable.
Yeah. That school costs money.
Unfortunately, yep. It does.
Now.
Yeah.
It doesn't for you right now, at the moment.
That's true.
But soon.
Yes. It will.
Yeah.
Cost all of the rest of us money.
Right.
There's a cost, you know, nations are willing to bear in order to educate their
people. Absolutely. We should be.
Their people.
Yes, we should be. Yes. Yes.
Harmon, what are you going to do this summer after you graduate?
The month of May is a little busy for us. We have a number of things on the agenda. The most exciting thing is that Tate and I are taking a guys weekend to or guys week to Chicago.
Chicago.
We're going to go the week of the 20th of May. We're going to go catch the Braves play the Cubs at Wrigley Field.
Mm.
And we're probably going to catch a show while we're there. And then we're going to catch the White Sox play the Orioles down in the south side. So we're going to hit two baseball stadiums in 3 days,
wow.
Which is, it's a bucket list. He wants to be at every stadium is a thing. And me too. So the fact that I have a son who cares about baseball, finally, the first two didn't care nearly as much. We're making this
That's funny.
We're going to go do baseball together. So
yeah,
we're going to take
baseball.
The week and be in Chicago.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
That's very fun.
Yeah. So that's exciting.
Mr. Lockwood, what would you be planning on doing after We're done
graduation. Yeah, when I graduate from the 2023-2024 school year. Yeah, the first thing in May is I'm writing up a tune for Spedazzo this year. So I've done that before where they just need like a backing or they just need vocals for that. And I've got a couple of show choirs to do and I got to prepare to play for the Loft. So I got to get good at the horn.
Oh, horn. Wow.
Yeah.
Which horn?
The French, German. But yeah.
They called it
the twisty term, one.
The twisty one, yes, and stuff. It's not French at all.
But putting this out in the world, I'm hoping to also be preparing.
One. Yeah, the one that's playing around.
The one that's yes, around. Benji, just if you're listening. Out there. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, those are the things. JJ and I will take a trip at some point during the summer when she's done with summer reading, which is she's busy in the summer and I'm busy in the school year. So
yeah, we're going to Mexico at the beginning of June.
Oh, also.
Ooh. Jill and I with her parents are going to Mexico, and so we've got stuff coming.
Going to Branson, Missouri.
Nice.
Always wanted to go.
Place fun. Yeah. I've been there. I've ridden the ducks. In Branson, Missouri. It's like they're little ferry boats.
Oh, the duck boats. Yeah. Yeah. My dad's taking me.
I love it.
I know. I'm so excited.
Awesome. Yeah. Summer.
Summer. We're looking forward to it.
Midsummer.
I am really like committing to the High School Musical bit where it's like summer.
I know.
Summer. Summer. Yeah.
I'm excited for summer. Not excited for graduation. I'm excited for summer.
What's next?
Mad Lib.
Zach Gibson.
That is Zach.
I think it is. Yeah. That was one I was like, I think I know who that is.
A half second, I heard Tyson when he does like...
Yeah, I think he was trying to alter his voice a little bit so that way it didn't sound like Zach Gibson, but at the end it just sounded like Zach Gibson.
I can see Zach. Shout out to Zach. Yeah, give me. Tyson.
I'm trying to make this the second to last Mad Lib, at least maybe for the year. We'll see. So I'm trying. This is set up for a big ending next time.
Oh, nice. Exciting. We have a lot of words for the next one.
To the end of the year. Six of us. Yeah, there will be a lot of us, so we'll have to get through it. So
our tiny table is not going to feel so even tinier. So
tiny. It's going to. We might have to have a bigger table.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
We need a bigger boat.
Matt, would you give me a fruit?
Oranges. Or orange.
Harmon, a number.
27.
Alexis, a woman's name.
Tiffany.
Matt, the name of a business.
First National Bank.
Harmon, a negative adjective. Something bad.
A negative adjective?
Yeah.
Just
anything that has a negative connotation.
Stupid.
All right. Alexis, a body part.
Elbow.
Matt, something you say. Any saying.
Wow. That was my ankle. That snapped.
That's very loud.
Exclamation mark is what I'm going to do. Yeah, there we go. Harmon, animal.
A giraffe.
Spell that. One R, two Fs. Alexis, an action verb.
Perambulate.
Matt is unimpressed.
I'm just getting used to it now.
All right, Matt, you're going to get a hard one here. A movie plot trope.
What's a plot trope?
Okay, he doesn't know what tropes are.
Like something that like, oh, there's a surprise villain, or oh, there's a...
It's something
like,
that happens in a lot of movies.
There's a big reveal at the end of the thing, or oh, some of that, it was her baby
okay,
all
wait,
along.
Okay,
wait,
stop talking, or else you're going to take one of mine. and I can't think about that many. And I would have gone away with it too if it weren't for your meddling kids. Right? Scooby-Doo?
Sure, yeah.
Scooby-Doo ending plot twist?
It was all a dream.
I want to see how I'm going to phrase this. Hold on.
Exactly. I think you should phrase it exactly. It's very long.
You just call it a Scooby-Doo ending.
Scooby-Doo ending? And then you can just say it. I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah,
sure. It's just not going to make sense, but it's going to be awesome. Harmon, a big number. Last time you gave 27 bazillion.
Yeah, I did do bazillion the last time. You went bazillion? I was like, yes, bazillion. We're going to go with 27 bazillion.
All right.
Then.
Continuity.
Nice.
Continuity.
Yeah. Alexis, a color.
Chartreuse.
Spell that.
No.
I'm trying to. Nope, that's not right.
Do you want to
There's a nope. EU in it somewhere.
Well, I'm going to be able to say it right. Matt, plural noun.
Cats.
Harmon, a celebrity.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Green apple green. I don't know.
No, it's chartreuse.
No.
It's a green color?
It's a green color.
I think it was kind of a purpley color.
No, chartreuse green. Is like... Have you seen the movie Coraline?
No.
That's the Tim Burton.
They talk about it. They like chartreuse or pink or whatever.
Alexis, but an action verb.
An action verb again?
Yes. Again, I know.
I gotta think of a good one.
Say
she
run.
She doesn't even know what an action verb is.
Say run.
Hey, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this person. Doesn't even know what action verbs are.
Murder.
Oh. Chad, don't clip that, please.
No, clip that.
No, don't clip
no,
that.
No, I want... If something happens to Matt...
It was the look on your face that was the best. You turned on the other side of the microphone, looked at him, and went, murder.
Yeah. Yeah. It was
It was awesome.
Did you even know that was an action verb?
No.
It's something you do.
I did not.
You murder.
Exactly.
Yes. Whatever. Right.
Matt, a geographical feature that has a name, like Rocky Mountains, Missouri River.
You just took two of my top two.
Two of my top two.
You just took my top two. Sorry.
Yeah. Those are the only ones we can think of. There's so many places in the world.
Himalayan mountains.
There you go.
You just took two of my top two. So all of them.
Oh, yes, good. Harmon, an internal organ.
Spleen.
There you go.
I would have said like pancreas or something.
Alexis, another word for idiot.
Matt.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Guys. I'll accept it. I'm leaving soon.
I'll accept it.
Matt, it only took this long.
A man's name.
Jack.
I thought you were going
to
say Matt.
That would have been a chance for you to look at her and go, Matt.
Yes. Small animal.
Muskrat.
Alexis, another way to say like, agreed.
The order.
The order.
Not taken by suggestion.
Matt, a period of time.
1973.
That's a specific one. I need like number of years, number of days.
Oh, 50 years.
Did you guys watch this?
It's been 80 years.
Harmon's dying laughing at this.
Says things sometimes. 1973.
Okay.
I guess that's a period. It's a year.
For those that didn't hear that, Harmon sounded like a squeaky wheel for a hot second.
He was so squeaky. Do you guys watch Hot Ones?
Yes. Hot Ones? I love Hot Ones.
You watch the one with Conan lately?
Yes.
Yes.
He's just going, I don't think there's one year that I can't eat like it's ice cream.
Yeah.
It's just like, truly.
He brings his quote unquote doctor onto the thing and stuff, and he's like this is Dr. Arroyo, which is just one of his writers that he's had for a long time. He's like, where did you go to medical school? And he's like, 1998. He's like, no, where? Not which. All right, anyway, back to this. Alexis, two languages.
Irish and Latin.
Lazatin is what I just wrote.
Close enough.
Oh gosh, something flat.
Oh,
last time you did table and it was a struggle.
So I guess
give
me
some different flat thing.
Bench.
I specifically put this in here thinking.
I wish you would have been like the earth. Like very quickly. The earth. I wish that would have been the thing.
I probably would have said table again if I'm being honest.
Harmon, a strange sound.
How about me laughing just now?
Squeaky
the squeaky wheel.
Squeaky.
Oh god, that's funny.
Alexis, give me three. This is going to be a hard one. Three contemporary a cappella syllables. Things that you put into like da or but.
Skip up.
Bebop.
Doo-wop.
Doo-wop. Matt, your time is coming. Don't worry.
Oh, God.
Doot.
Doot. All right. And Matt, an onomatopoeia.
Kablamo! I got it, though. That's what I'm going to do to your guys' faces. Kablamo!
Harmon, another word for strange.
Matt.
Okay.
Gosh.
Odd.
Yes.
I thought, commit to it.
And Alexis, lastly, something you say to pump people up. I would love it if you just said, let's get pumped up, which is what I was originally thinking.
You're not Matt, so you got this.
Do the thing.
Yeah, do the thing.
There you go. Great. Awesome.
Keep it classic.
All right. This is Mad Lib number 10.
So excited.
Today's journal, September 10th, 3127. Nearly 6 months have passed, and we're no closer to getting out of this horrible orange. Jimmy still goes to work at the Whiny Salmon, brings home 27 credits per week, which barely pays Tiffany for staying at her place above the old First National Bank. We've made a few friends, but overall, it's stupid. I've got to be honest, I wish I'd never auditioned for Red Cars. We're starting to feel the effects of Lowe's Inc. We get sick more often, get sharp pains in our elbows, and something about our DNA unraveling, we're told. Who knows? Wow. I did look up. It does have something to do with your DNA, believe it or not. Zinc has...
I like you going, wow.
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 Yeah, that's just what I was given. Melanie, are you scribbling away? Of course, we've got to document this. Why? No one will ever believe us. And even if they did, you could just lie and say that giraffes perambulate. And we had to try to get away with it if it weren't for you meddling kids.
Yes! Let's go! Heck yeah!
Well, that's not far from the truth anyway. Whatever, I'm done. We should head out and see what's up today. So, walking along the same street they've seen 27 bazillion times... They noticed that somehow Palpatine returned. No, sorry, my mistake. It says somehow there's a community choir they've never noticed before. I would love if one of you got this joke or one of our listeners. That was a very deep cut.
Maybe my dad will. He likes Star Wars.
That's very good stuff. The thing is that's the epitome of the worst writing in Star Wars in the sequels. Is the line is somehow Palpatine returned.
Got it.
And that's like you're like, okay, but anyway. I thought it was very clever.
Dad,
I
hope please comment.
Thank you. Please. So, no. Somehow there's a community choir they've never noticed before. Huh. We like singing and we're stuck here and we don't have anything better to do. Hello. Welcome to Chartreuse Cats. Fremont's only remaining choir. A choir is a collection of people singing. Yeah, we know what a choir is. Man, it's like they don't have singing here. Running either. Stunned, the old man takes a step back. We don't. Hardly anyone knows how. It's a lost art ever since Jennifer Lawrence murdered all throughout the Himalayan mountains.
Yeah.
Well, we do. You see, we're stuck in the future. Melanie glares at James and elbows him in the spleen. Shh. It's the first rule of time travel, you Matt. Oh, time travel, you say? The old man overhears. I can help you with that. Where, I mean, when do you need to go? I can't believe we spent 6 months not asking people in the future whether they can time travel. Of course they can. We're dummies. The duo strikes up a deal with the old man, whose name is Jack, to sing in his choir and bring back the lost art of singing and help him find his lost muskrat in return for help getting back to the present. Day one, back in the choir seats with Jimmy there this time, who smells of salmon and, of course, whines a lot because he works at the Whiny Salmon. So we just sing in the group and he'll help us? Well, that's the word. I've never met a creepy old man I couldn't trust with time travel. The order.
All right.
Yeah, nice.
Jack gets up and addresses the choir. Hey, thanks for coming. It's been 50 years since the last rehearsal. Let's begin. Music is handed out and the trio opens up the first tune. Uh-oh, this doesn't look anything like sheet music. What happened to this? That's too late. They're singing now. Song one sounds like Irish and Latin all mashed together with no discernible meter. Song two is slow with a soloist clapping and slapping the person next to her with a bench. And song three is beyond words, but goes, hee-hee-hee-hee, ski-bop, doo-wop, doot, kablamo. Oh, gosh. That was the best squeaking I could do.
Yeah, this thing's unraveled.
Yeah. We're going to get home next time, I promise. Somehow. This is odd. Are we sure we're up for this? We've got to get home, but music has obviously changed in a millennium. We have to. Besides, do the thing. There you go.
Yeah. Got Alexis again. It's been a little while since she cry laughed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Ski-bop, tubop, blammo.
It was that part that got me.
Yeah.
I don't squeak laugh too much.
No. Sorry, it's just I can't breathe.
All right. Next week, listeners, will be our last one for the 2023-2024.
Don't say next week. Don't say next week.
Not next week. Two weeks from now. Whenever. So shoot me a word at elliot.lockwood@fpsmail.org. Two L's, two T's. I have one I've been forgetting about. I need to do still.
Oh, yes.
Yes. But I'll put it in the next one.
Yes.
It'll be great. So there you go. Well, our final thing today is...
topic of the week.
Kalea.
Yep.
I think it is.
Sure. I'm really bad at it.
He doesn't know.
There's one person I picked today that we didn't have a segment for that I was like, oh, I know who that is, and we haven't used them before. We're getting to the end of the year, and we're going to get new ones next year, so I'm just going to play it for you, even though we're not doing... See if you can guess.
Follow up.
It's Peyton, isn't it?
Nope.
It sounds like when he does his high voice.
Nope. It's,
I literally have no idea.
Could you play it one more time?
Yes. Good radio.
Follow up.
The soprano.
It's a soprano?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Second or first soprano?
I don't know. That doesn't mean
you
anything.
You can't ask that.
Well, I'm just saying. Sopranos. Second or first, it doesn't matter.
It's Ava.
Rasmussen?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Well, she really went high.
Yeah, I was about to say, she usually goes really mellow tone.
Yeah, that's what she's up.
Follow up.
I hear it now. I hear Ava.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ava.
I just want to make sure I get everyone in, you know, before the school year is over, because there will be new people next year.
I was thinking it was like Haley for a second. Haley Bates.
Lasts. Lots of them, actually. The next 3 weeks are going to be full of lasts. We had your last Fine Arts Awards ceremony last night. We have the last play production coming up. We have last band concerts, orchestra concerts, jazz band concerts, last choir concert, all still left in these last 2.5 or so weeks. So we're going to have a podcast in a couple of weeks with the old hosts or the new hosts and you guys as well, and that's all fine and well. But I wanted to make sure to take an opportunity to recognize the two of you this week, because it's the last time the four of us are going to be together. So as we think about lasts and, you know, coming down to the end of the wire, I want you to dig deep here. What do you think is going to be the thing that you miss the most when the school year starts next fall and you're off doing your thing somewhere else?
Besides podcast, because that's obviously the first.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Obviously.
The people and, like, the feeling of being here and, like, everything is familiar and, like, there's so much consistency and, like, the familiarity and, like, seeing the same faces. Obviously, I'll get used to that again next year, but, like, being able to say hi to all the people that, like, I love here, you know?
Community.
Like, yeah, it's, this is 4 years of built up all the work and all the community and all the people, you know, I have relationships with so many people here that, like, starting literally brand new again is going to be jarring.
This is exactly what I would say too.
Cause you just
build like a little home.
Yeah.
You know,
I know who I am here. I know my place here. I know what I need to do and like what people think of me. And then like, I'm doing a whole new thing where it's like, ah.
Is there anything from the 4 years that you regret that you wish you would have done so that you are who you are? Is there anything along the way that you go, man, if I had just.
I don't think so, actually. I've done a lot for myself and the people like around me, and like I have grown so much in the last 4 years, and I know that for a fact.
Sure.
And like where I am today, I'm very happy with, and who I am today, I'm very happy with. So there's not a lot I would go back and do again.
I like to think that that question is, we've talked about this before, inside an alternate universe, not in a, if I go back and change something, I ruin everything.
Right.
You know, just like if you could, it's additive.
Right.
You could do this and not break anything, but you know, that's not how time travel works.
Yes, right.
But
it's not the moment in Back to the Future where his hand starts disappearing, you know?
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I guess maybe if I changed something, I might have auditioned for Miracle Worker. Because I didn't. I just did tech, which isn't anything bad or anything, but
right. That
was my very first show. I had a lot of fun on tech, but part of me thinks, what if I had auditioned for it?
Yeah. Maybe it doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
Just one more role or whatever.
One thing that I think I'm going to miss a lot is the goofing around that happens here at school, because it's not like a bad thing, but nobody takes high school like super seriously, unless if you're like one in like 20 or 30 students here that actually like need to focus on school to make sure that they can like, you know, sustain themselves. But I remember like all the way since freshman year to senior year, I always walk into the school and then I'm always talking to somebody and we're making jokes or we're like just messing around, You know, it's never like a serious dull moment when I come here, even early in the morning and I'm tired and I stayed up late last night working on something, whether it was homework or, you know, something for a musical or whatever. Never, ever, 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 ever have I ever walked into the school and then sat down with somebody and then just be like totally upset just by walking into the school. I've always joked around. I've always had a good time. And I think that in this specific like setting is what I'm going to miss the most, because it's like nostalgic to think about right now.
Yeah. It's been positive mostly.
Yeah.
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 You know who you are here. I was thinking about that to mean, you know, how you fit into the social order. You know how you fit into who your friends are, who the people are and stuff, and what your job is here and all that jazz. You know, I didn't like transitioning out of those things either, because it was like, you know, that's your whole life. You know, it's everything you do for years and years and years. You know, what are you going to, you know, but everyone's also looking for that, you know, so it comes up, you know, you just get surrounded by people that you think you like, that you think do some of the same things, and you figure it out and it'll work out. I'm not worried about either of you. It will be turbulent and parts of it will be a disaster, but so is here.
Right.
So,
yeah. And we still came out okay.
Yeah, yeah, we made it.
I mean, I still
it.
Don't know what like a adjective is, but that's fine.
Or active how to talk verb. On a microphone.
I still don't know what an adjective is, but you know, that's okay.
We all learned something in high school.
That's right. That's
my
right.
thought is when we have headsets, we're gonna be much better on the microphones.
Because you'll hear
yourself. Yeah. From the, you know, oh, I better stay on.
Yeah, there. That's my problem. I turn it more into like a conversation. Yeah, like right. Without the microphones, yeah. Like I completely zone them out.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Like I know that's happening. I'm watching it happen, and I'm like, okay, I know.
Ever since you talked to us last time, I've been like very conscious about, oh, I have to speak into the microphone.
Yeah. And that can be frustrating because you're like, well, that means I can't move. You can. You just bring it with
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I just keep like, I keep bringing it with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm messing with it.
Well, we're coming down to the end here. We're getting close to the end of the school day, which is neither here nor there, except that this space is going to get overrun with fourth graders soon.
And the bell will ring.
All City Chorus and the bell ring will ring.
I remember that.
But I want to make sure that I have an opportunity to say to the two of you what a joy it is to get to do this twice a month or whatever, once a month, whatever it is that we get to do this, to create a podcast with you and to just be in community with you in this way, that the difference for you all and us in terms of community is that our community is circular, right? These people keep coming in and out, you know? But I always love watching the ones who are on their way out going to do the next thing. And I don't know that I could be more proud or more excited for two people than I am for the two of you. And I know you're going to be great. I know whatever the next thing is for you, you're going to be really great at. We're going to miss you like crazy here. I just adore the two of you so much. But it's time for you to go do the next thing. It's time for you to have that opportunity. So from me, from the, you know, from the sort of the heart of, from my heart here, I want you to know how much I love you and how proud I am of you and how much I enjoy this, getting to be with you and create this with you. I'm looking forward to whatever's next for you. So
heck yeah.
The order.
The order.
The order.
I don't know if you had anything you wanted to say.
Yeah, ditto.
Thanks.
Yeah, ditto. Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we sure love you guys.
No, I love you too. I try to be good cop and unserious guy.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. I try to be contrasting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was say, if you start saying something emotional, I'm not going to be okay.
Yeah. No.
Because that's when you know it's bad.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's actually happening. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel things. You know,
yeah, I have emotions. You know, I get in touch with my feelings. I'm not like those kind of guys. You know,
I just don't want to. You know, I don't want us to be a puddle on the floor. So, you know.
Hey, yeah. You always need that person in the group. You know,
well, that person's not me, and I'm not apologizing even a little.
The puddle
for
on the floor.
It. Yeah, no, I'm not the person to not
to
make people
the
puddle.
Puddle.
I'm gonna. I'm,
oh,
yeah. We're let's puddle. I mean, we're on.
Oh
I'm
man,
in.
Not our new carpet.
This is. Yeah. The only thing when all said and done that matters in these four walls is relationship. That's the thing that matters. I mean, the music's great and I love all the opportunities we get to have to be together and those things are priorities when they're priorities. But when the rubber meets the road, when everything's all over, when graduation's over and you guys are heading off to the next thing, all those things don't matter to me. the relationship that we developed, the time we got to spend together is what matters. So I'm in to be okay hugging it out and making sure the relationship is always there. So I'm thankful for you. I'm proud of you. I love you too so much. And
ditto.
I'm thankful for you to help create the podcast with us, to morph it into what it is today.
Listeners, if you're in the midst of transition and you're going on to something else, know that we've got your back here at the Choir Corner.
That's right.
We will always be here for all of time, all the way to 3127. The podcast will always have your back. I was going to be serious, and then I couldn't.
3127, all the way till 2130 or 3127.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, whatever it is you're doing, listeners, you can do it.
That's right.
Hang in there.
And let us know what you're doing. Yeah. By emailing Elliot Lock.
Elliot.Lock with 2 L's, 2 T's at fpsmail.org.
So I think that's it.
Yep.
I think that's right. I think our parting shot today
it's been an honor.
I love you guys so much.
We are
going to be great.
I stand honored. Next time, we'll have Matt, Alexis, Harmon, Lockwood, and Person A and Person B.
History, yeah, whoever those are,
our new podcast hosts who have not been named yet and not been interviewed. So. Yes,
that's right. Literally, we have no idea.
Nothing. Yeah, Harmon and I have not said a single word about it.
I'm excited.
Not even a little. Yep, nothing. Not even a little at this point. So,
a little busy.
I guess till next time. The order.
The order.
The cause.
I'm saying the order.
Yes.
The order.
Whatever it is.
The group.
Anything else for the good of the order?
The order.
The order.
See you later.
You needed to say the whole thing.
Goodbye.
All right. Peace out, chat.
Goodbye.
See you next time, chat.
Double chat. Da 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 da